which is really the sugar of Mississippi, Jesus Christ. That's what we're now about to do. Yeah, that's what the beginning of the Knesset is about. Moskaly Kriz Shini, right? Then we're going to start pouring the second cup and the kids are going to start asking the questions. This really is the midst of Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim. This is where it all begins. So I was thinking to start for a Chanukah treat, to give you a little background about the midst of Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim. There's a few different sukkim, and there's big enough gemilas and maisa on it, so let's try and clarify the point. There's a pasuk in Parshas Bo. You have to remember this day. Which day? The day we left Mitzrayim. There's another passage shortly after us. There's two sukkim regarding the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim on Seder night. One is Zocher Yom Hazeh, and the other one is Vigato Levincha B'Yom Ahu. And both of them are relating to the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim. So why do you need two psukim? Why do you need two psukim of Zocher Yom Hazeh and also Vigato Levincha B'Yom Ahu? So it just kind of says that you need both, because Zocher is between you and yourself. Zocher is you remembering it. You're saying it to yourself. You're thinking about it, could be, but even saying it to yourself. But there's another mitzvah on Seder night, which is important mitzvah. Vigato Levincha B'Yom Ahu. To say over to another person. So there's really two mitzvahs on Seder night. There's a mitzvah to say it to yourself. If you have no one else, you say it to yourself. That's going to happen. Zocher Yom Hazeh. And there's another din, you got a chiyuv of sipur. A chiyuv of sipur from one to another, which is learned from Igato Levincha B'Yom Ahu. That's what Menchus Kenoch speaks this out in the mitzvah Chaf Aleph. So there's a special mitzvah to say the night, besides the mitzvah of saying it to yourself, or rather also saying it over to another person. The Gata Levincha. Yeah. So the Rambam in Hilchas Chomitz Matzah, that's the second Maamokh, the first Maamokh really of the Rambam. Mitzvah Asay Shal Toyo Lestaper Benitim Niflois Shenasu Lavisein B'Mitzrayim B'Lel Chamisha Osu B'Nisom. There's a mitzvah to say it when on the 15th, let's say the night. Shenema Zocher Es Yom Hazeh She'itos Mitzrayim. So he brings his pasuk, the one of Yud Gimel Gimel. He brings his pasuk to say there's a mitzvah, the Raisa, to say Zocher Es Yom Hazeh Ominayin Shevelel Chamisha Osi Kaizam, because that's because of Levin Chavu Yom Ahu. So the Rambam says clearly there is a mitzvah Zocher on Seder night, and that's the mitzvah of, as Mitzvah Skinner says, there's a mitzvah Zocher, but there's also a mitzvah Vigato, there's a mitzvah to say over to somebody, and that's the idea of Vigato, you're saying over from one to another. But the kasha is, the big kasha is, that what's the difference between Seder night and every night of the year? Every night of the year there's a mitzvah of Kriyas Yitzis Mitzrayim, right? In Kriyas Shema we say, that we've got Kriyas Yitzis Mitzrayim in the day and in the night. So there's a night, 365 or 354, however you want to call it, 354 to say on Kriyas Shema, to say Yitzis Mitzrayim. So what's special on Seder night? What's special on Seder night? What's miyuchad on the mitzvah of Seder night? Zochez Yom Hazeh, every night, is a pasuk in Devarim Pei Kazayin, which is says the Mantizke is going Saints from Etzayin Kol Yemei Chayech. We go Achiv Kol Yemei Chayech. We all know this message, which is in Nagoda Kol Yemei Chayech Hayomim, Yemei Chayech Hayomim Kol Yemei Chayech Halaylos. We Achiv every night to mention Krishna, and it's the Raisa. It's the first the Raisa, as we know. If you look in the Gemara, Brachos Chaf Aleph, it's all down on the paper as well. It says Krishna Zavon Emes V'Yatziv Zoyraisa. There's a Chiv Zoyraisa to say Emes V'Yatziv. Why is there a Chiv Zoyraisa to say Emes V'Yatziv? Because Emes V'Yatziv includes in it Yitzis Mitzrayim. So we've got a Chiv Zoyraisa every day and every night to say Yitzis Mitzrayim. So what is special on Seder night?
I forgot.
Oh, see if you're right about that. Let's see if you're right. So this is the question Menachos Chinuch asks. Menachos Chinuch asks this question. Now, what's the difference at the bottom of the page? Menachos Chinuch passes by Mitzvah Chav Aleph. V'nei lechayet tzarechin al Rambam. T'mayna ha-mitzvah ha-mitzvah l'safe v'lel tezvav. He says it's a special mitzvah to count on the 15th. My mal yusvah z'lel zeh mikol ha-leilois. What's unique about this night? What's unique about this night from any other night? There's a mitzvah to mention Yitzchiz Mitzrayim every day and every night. I'm Brochus of your base. That says Maskin Yitzchiz Mitzrayim Balelois. After the Chayyar Chachamim Pligi, even though there the Chachamim argue, it's only Vlad Manazari that says you do every night. But the Chachamim disagreed and they said it's going to be Mitzvah Mashiach. Mikol Mokim, I'm sorry about these Yoshi Tevis that the Minister of Chinuch likes to put them in. Mikol Mokim, Roiv HaPoiskim. The Rambam Michlolom in Peg Aleph Hilchos Krishma Alocha Gimel Posku Keben Zayma the Mitzah Lahaski Yitzis Mitzayim B'Yoyimu Belayla. We pass my Ben Zayma Hatshe Doshu Ben Zayma. We pass my Ben Zayma. There's a Mitzah to mention it day and night. Shenema Leman Tizko Es Yoyim Tizko Mitzayim Kol Yimichayecho. So, Mela, that's the question. What's the difference? What's the difference between say the night and every other night? What's the difference?
I don't understand what exactly the question is.
Why is the Rambam saying there's a unique mitzvah on say the night to say Krishna, to say Yitzchiz Mitzrayim, when we anyway have a mitzvah every night to mention, to what do you mean by say or remember?
The Rambam just said say.
Yeah.
But I thought this particular mitzvah,
Zocher, right, Zocher Zayinahu, means to remember, right.
And we do that through Kriya Shema.
We do that through Kriya Shema.
Every other day.
Every night, day and night. And what's unique on Seder night, that we do differently. On Seder night also we have a mitzvah, Zocher Es Yoyim Hazeh.
To do it.
To remember it.
Extended version.
Yeah, how do you do it? How do you do it differently?
Through speaking out the Haggadah.
Oh, so very good. So Motka is saying maybe the difference is and one you have to speak out and one you just remember. Is that what you're saying?
Well, you say out loud Kriya Shema also.
Oh, so what is the difference then?
Just look at the protocol, what you say.
Oh, how much you say. Wow. So Moshe is suggesting that this. So we ask the question, and Moshe is going to give it to Tirusim. We'll see if any of those are right. So we've asked the question, there's a mitzvah every night to mention Kriya Shema, to mention Yitzchiz Mitzrayim. Zochoy es leman tizkoy es yoyim tizkom es yitzayim kol yimecha. We got chiyuv on every night of the year to remember the going out of Mitzrayim. The Rambam says you should know on the night of the 15th of Nisan there's another mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? There's a mitzvah I say of to mention about Yitzchiz Mitzrayim. Like it says, Zohar es hayoyim hazeh sheyitzotim Mitzrayim. Another mitzvah, Zohar es hayoyim hazeh sheyitzotim Mitzrayim. What is the difference between them? If there's another mitzvah, there must be some difference between them. How does it manifest itself?
Is giving tzedakah taniyim a mitzvah?
Yeah.
Is giving tzedakah taniyim on perma mitzvah? Why do you mention mitzvah? There can be a general mitzvah, and there can be specific days where it's...
So in which way does it manifest itself? I know how it manifests itself in your example about tzedakah. It's a good example. An example of tzedakah, an example on Purim. It manifests itself in different ways. On every day, you have to give tzedakah. Here you have to make sure that you give enough that you can buy himself a meal. It's a dorim where it changes, it's got different ways. It manifests itself, right? On Purim, Matanos of Yoinim is a chiv to make sure that he's got money for his suda. So, although you might get away with tzedakah shekel every time, but on Purim you need to give 10 shekel. 25 shekel. Why does she is full matanos of yoyim? Why? Because there are different aspects to this stocker. The different aspect of this stocker is not good enough just to give him money. You have to give him money so he can buy himself a purim suda. Very good. So your example is a great example, and that's where you see. You see that since on purim is a new dimension of stocker, she has different parameters to it. So in which way, in what is the new dimension of Seder night different to any other night of the year? Every other night of the year we have to mention the fact we left Mitzrayim. Seder night we have to mention the fact we left Mitzrayim. In which way does it manifest itself differently?
The Rambam says that Mitzrayim.
Very good. So once again, you're saying a third text, which we'll see. Maybe that's the right one. Right? So we have so far a Motzah gave two, and then I'll give a third. So we'll start with Motzah's first one, which maybe you didn't exactly say this way, and I'm going to say it this way. Maybe during the whole year it's good enough just to think about it, remember it. But on Seder night you have to actually say it. Maybe that's what manifests itself in the Pasuk of Zochar Yisim Hazeh. You have to actually mention it. So that the Minchas Chinuch proves is not true, because the whole year long you have to say it. It's not enough just to remember. The whole year long is actually before the Chinuch. The whole year long you have to actually say every night, every day, you have to say we left Mitzrayim. If you look in the Chinuch asked in Hilchos Bahar, you know there's three halachas where it says Zochar in the Torah. There's three halachas. One is we have to remember Miriam, we have to remember Amalek, and we have to remember Yitzchak Mitzrayim. Zochar Mashalas is there, yeah. Right, but 1 second. You're right. Why do you not bring down Zochar Mashalas is there?
Every night. Every day, every night.
Amalek. Yeah, the Chinuch says that. You're right. The Arabs. You're quite right. The Arabs. I'm just reading out what the Chinuch says. Passes by. You're quite right. I have to think about that point. And on the second side, the second Maramakrino, Maramokim, Seva Chinuch passes by. Mitzvah Shin Lamed. So he wants to say that he's bothered. He's asking a stomach question, which is interesting. Shaila for itself. There's a mitzvah to count the minyan ashanim. And we never find, and there's a mitzvah to count also a woman who's counting is dying the kin. There's a mitzvah to count them. So it says we never find anyone who says there's a chiyuv that she has to say, so this is the first day, this is the second day, even though it says a sofer lo. There's no din that you have to say this is the first day, the second day. Just have to know where you're holding, that's what you have to do. So why is it that when it comes to the Shemitah, there's a din that Basin has to actually count it? To say this is the first year, this is the second year. And why is it when it comes to an Isha counting a Zainakin, there's no din that she has to actually say this is the first year, this is the second year? Both of them, for herself. Why is it no din for herself to say this is the first year? Both of them are learned from the Sfarta Lechem, the Sfarta Lechem. Both of them are the same words. So why is it the Gabe counting the years of the Shemitah, there's a din on Beis Din, and counting the days of the Yemei Ziva, there's no din b'chlal, and counting Shusa Oimer, there's a din on every person to count. So who's making up all these rules? Where's it all from? Where did it see? Where do we know it? Is it a Sfarta? But all the time this is the same words in the Torah. Sfarta Menachem, Sfarta Lecha, Yisofra Allah, all of them say the same words. So how come there's a difference in how we do this for Sfarta Lecha? So he says, there's a chinuch, this is a chinuch, right? Rishon Derech, right? Shuvah Dover there. I'm reading now the Sefer Chinuch, second Ma'amar Krema, second Ma'amar Mokim, second paragraph. Shuvah Dover there. You see where we are, Rabbi Brom?
Yes.
See Rabbi Shua? Yossi? Shuvah Dover there. Mashik Damti Lecha Bereish Sifri. I've already told you at the beginning of my Sefer. Kichol Inyan HaTorah Toloi Beperish HaMakubu. The whole Torah is totally on how we received it from Sinai. The Torah of Alpeh, it's very good that we're learning this on Chanukah. Chanukah is the Chag of Torah of Alpeh. Shemela, so Chol Inin HaTorah Tzoloi B'Pirush HaMekubel V'Kamo K'suvim Nirin B'Hepach Zeh Mizeh. There's many psukim which seem to contradict one another. V'Kamo Kushis V'Kamo Stiris Yizchadshu Al Kol Mishalo Yodu. There seems plenty of kashas and contradictions will be visible to people that don't know anything, right? If you just open up the book, the Torah, without understanding any Torah about prayer, it looks like the whole Torah, a lot of contradictions in it. Mashiadanu al Boyov, somebody which we know, our Creator, Yira, Shichol, Jochel, Dachinoyam, the whole Torah is a beautiful the ways are pleasant. The whole Nitzivo Yisrael Emet, and everything in the Torah, all its ways are true. So everything in the Torah is truthful. It seems to be contradictions. How can it be? It seems to be a contradiction. V'chein Bosonu HaKabbalah. V'chein Bosonu HaKabbalah. Our Kabbalah came and told us, Shetzivui V'spar Zohar D'Yoyivol. The Tzivui of V'spar Zohar D'Yoyivol is Zohar Minyan Repair. That needs prepared to say this is the first year, this is the second year, this is the third year. The Tzivui Sphere HaKosav Zohar is over. And the Tzivui of the Sphere, which is said by Zohar, is over. Is only Hashkocha, watching over, taking note of the days. And that is what indeed everyone in Klal Yisrael does. The Zov does not count his days, the Zovah doesn't count her days. Even though they're not Nevi'im, how do they know? But since that's the which you see everyone does that way, that must be, says the Chinuch, although I've got no posuk to tell me, and no line in Gemara to tell me that, but that's the Kabbalah which you receive. The Kabbalah we receive is regarding Zavah, when the says that as far as Elohim means stop thinking about it, not saying it. When he talks about the mitzvah of counting the Yovel, he says it didn't actually count it. So you see, although the posuk says one thing for both, it has different halachas. It says in the Torah the word Zechir. It says by Amalek Zechir. It says by Miriam Zechir. It says by Tzitzitzayim Zechir. Now Zechir is Mitzrayim Bos Sonu HaKabbalah Lasteis HaBebet. By the Zechir of Mitzrayim, this is into the Bebet. The Shah, like it's the commercial Omer Zechirin in the Brachom, the Brachas, the biggest MSVYAT. It's right to go, Chir Zerayis, it's the MSVYAT. The Shah Zechirayis, Dailonu Ben Bezchirs HaLev Levad. All the other Zechirayis is good enough for Levi. The Chir of Holes, even Zechirs HaMolik, is good enough for Levi. All we have to do is be mashkiach and think about the other spheres. You're right, Shabbos is well passed. So, says the Chinuch, an example of a case where you can have the same words, but manifest itself differently is Zohar. Why? Because serious Mitzrayim is a thing to do with the pet. And that's what we wanted to bring from this whole Chinuch. That they, to say the difference between Seder night and every other night, we're asking Yeshua, what's the difference between Seder night, when there's a mitzvah of Zohar Yisrim Hazeh, and every night of the year, when there's a mitzvah of Laman Tizkeh Yisrim Tizkeh Mitzrayim, every night of the year there's a mitzvah of Zohar Yisrim Mitzrayim. In which way does the mitzvah of Zohar Yisrim Hazeh manifest itself differently to any other night of the year? Every night of the year, we've got a mitzvah to remember what happened. And on Seder night, we've got a mitzvah of remembering what happened. So one possible suggestion which was suggested by our esteemed Chavar Moshe is that every night of the year, there's a mitzvah to remember it. But here, there's a mitzvah to say it.
Is it always by night? Or is it by night?
There's a mitzvah of...
Every day or something?
Every night and every day. So in which way is the night of the 15th any different to the night of every year?
And that's why the third paragraph of Shema.
Right. So what is special about Seder night? Every night you have to say it. So what's special? So one suggestion was that every night you have to think about it. And on Seder you actually have to say it. So that's not true, according to the Chinuch. Because every mitzvah, every night, you have to actually say the inyan of leaving Mitzrayim. So it's not going to work according to the Chinuch. Other people do say this Chinuch. Some people do say this Chinuch. But according to the Chinuch, at least, it's not going to help. Every night there's a mitzvah to say every night.
You
don't actually have to say in Kriya Shema. You could say in Emes V'Yatzim, in the bracha afterwards. In the bracha afterwards, but it does have to be, you have to say Emes V'Yatzim, right? So the Chinuch said you have to say it. So the answer is not going to be a good answer. So what's another answer? What another difference could we have between the first night of Seder night, the night of Seder night, and the rest of the year? So Moshe gave his second bash. And the second bash was, perhaps the difference is what you say on the first night, every night of the year. Well, that's what it's mentioned, it's Yitzhak Mitzrayim. That's what we say. The Matizko is sharing this and that time. We mention Mitzrayim, Galtono, we left Mitzrayim, Gevaldik, we Mekai in the mitzvah of mentioning Yitzhak Mitzrayim every night and every day. On Seder night, you have to say more. What do you have to say? Kol HaGadol, Femumli Eloina, Kol Shalayim, Shleish HaDvam HaLalu, Eini Yitzhak Mitzrayim, which you're going to learn in the Yitzhak Mitzrayim coming up. So maybe that's the Chiluk.
Isn't there a mitzvah on Seder night also to feel that you are leading the shrine? Not like it's
that's
the
right stuff.
You actually you are leading the
shrine. That's right stuff. So, okay, one at a time. Could be. So maybe that's the answer. The answer is how much you have to say. But that's also not such a great terrace. Because, which we're learning yet to say in the next onwards, at this din, you have to say all three. Yes, we have to see the Rish says. The Rish says it means you aren't yet the mitzvah properly, but you're exactly yet. Ask the cap. The Chodesh asked the question. I'm sure Bernard has had this question posed him a number of times on Seder night. Why don't we make a bracha of Haggadah? Why don't we make a bracha of Haggadah? Why don't we make a bracha of Haggadah? What happened to you on Seder night? Why don't we make a bracha on our God then? If your father says, you know why we don't make a bracha on our God then? Because we're ready to claim the idea of Yitzhak Mitzrayim in Kriya Shema. Ready said in Kriya Shema about Yitzhak Mitzrayim. So you can't make a bracha now about your I got there now because we've already been Mekayim the Mitzvah. So he's thinking like all extreme. Like, but then there's no difference. The Mekayim the Mitzvah, that's what Bichada says. So you're arguing with Bichada.
Yes.
Feel free.
The Bichada itself is coming to prove when the right time is to be Mekayim it.
I'll read you a Pichodesh. Vintena. Lama im mevorken al agada. Pichodesh is over here on this page. It's about the second side. The third last. And third last marmot. See Pichodesh? Pichodesh erichayim tofayim gimel. Vintena. Lama im mevorken al agada. Why don't you make a brach on agada? Vastiv agata levincha. Vishloima. Vitzit mitzayim. Shenazgi bekiddush. Jesus said in Kiddush, not in Kiddush, in Kiddush, Yotza Yidei Chayva Ma'agoda. He said in Kiddush, Ma'adecha Le'tiyaz Mitzrayim. Yimekai Mitzrayagoda. Shabbat Yilai Mevarech. We mentioned Kiddush, we mentioned Tiz Mitzrayim. So that Yimekai Mitzrayagoda, can't make it wrong. That just compounds our difficulty. What is exactly Mechadish to us on Seder night, different to the rest of the year? What? Very good. So this is what Bernard said before, and I've got this thing as well. The sole difference between Seder night and the rest of the year is the inyan of saying over as question and answer. That's the difference. There's the minchas chinuch parshas bo, the second last marmokim on the page. The loyma. Second. We've almost finished. The loyma. The loyma the bechal yoim. The difference between between the year and Seder night is you have to say it to someone. On Seder night, you have to say it to someone. You have to say it to your son. On the rest of the year, you say it to yourself. Mekan ha-mitzvah le-tzaper le-bnoi. The mitzvah is to say it to yourself. The difference between Seder night and the rest of the year is the rest of the year is just say it. You have to say a prayer, so you say it. On Seder night is a din to say it to your child. That's the mitzvah on Seder night. Just say it to your child. That's the mitzvah. If you have no one else there, somebody who doesn't have a child, doesn't have anyone to eat with him, then indeed there's no difference between saying the mitzvah of the whole year long and Seder night. Both of them have a mitzvah of just mentioning it. So if we go back to the very beginning of the sheet, there were two psukim. The second bottle was the Gadzal of Incha Bayimahu. So we asked what's the difference between Zochoy and the Gadzal. So Minchas Kinnos said over there, the difference is Zochoy is to yourself, the Gadzal is to your child. So says the Minchas Kinnos after this whole run around, that yes, on Seder night, what's unique about Seder night is the fact that you've got to say it to your child. But the fact that you say it to yourself, that means the first pasuk of Zochrim Azeh, which is telling you to say it to yourself, that is equivalent and the same as the Holy Long. There's no difference between the Holy Long and the first pasuk of Zochrim Azeh. Both of them are saying, on Seder night is an extra mitzvah. The extra mitzvah is Yigatza Levincha Bayimahu, to say it to your child. Somebody doesn't have a child?
They cut their kind of mitzvah with Rishma.
With Krishna, right?
Unless they're making Kiddush. But what the Pre-Kaddish is thinking that you haven't said Krishna yet?
Yeah. Or even if you haven't, you definitely said Kiddush. Right? Right. The reason why I picked on Kiddush is because that's what you definitely have said. That's what I'll say,
Mike. They have our children, they grab a neighbor and they start. That's
still
doesn't build the requirement.
That's not the Gadzal Incha Bayimahu. Yeah. But we'll see. It's been widened to include also speaking to other Talmidim, from other people. It's been widened. But if you go on, yeah. The Gadzal Incha Bayimahu didn't stay over to someone.
Because some said to their father, and reverse it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
How can we suggest that a person who begins to enjoy the home of the children? They have to reach a specific goal, which is the Tengel Shema. And by simply reciting it over and not speaking out all of these Yahoos and the things that Hashem did for us, we will not come to the appreciation that we need to reach.
So he has to speak it out. Yossi raised a very important point when it comes to Seder night. Come the mitzvah of Sipit Sizen Tzayim, what is it exactly? What's the mitzvah of Sipit Sizen Tzayim? Is it to say over historical facts? Or is it to get to a stage of Hidor Shevach to the Ben Shoyla? So this Achrenim say quite clearly that the mitzvah of Sipit Sizen Tzayim is not just to say over historical facts. Say, wow, look at all these mitzvahs that happened to us. We have to get to the Sfirchoch HaNachmo Chayov in the Oid Israel. The whole point of the Seder is to get to the stage when we say Halem. Sfirchoch HaNachmo Chayov. That's why if you remember the Rashi we had, Rashi said, Lechem Oini, Lechem Shoinim Elov Dvarim HaHaber. What did Rashi say? What were the Dvarim HaHaber? Anyone remember? Rashi went up Lama's... Hallel by God. Why? Because Hallel is a critical factor of this point, because the idea of Sipitis is to get to a stage of Hallel. And then
the Gemara that we're working on now. If someone,
right.
if your
right.
owner
right.
gives
very
you
good, very good, that's what they speak out there. Right. So definitely Moshe said that the Gemara at the end says that he turned to his Eved and he said, if you let out the master, if your master let you out, what would he do? He said, you'll thank. So the reason why he gave that whole Agdama, which will come to that point, the reason why he gave that whole Agdama was to, because that's the whole most of our Sipitis Hashem, is to come to the stage when we're thanking Hashem. And that's definitely true. The Shaila is that a Chiv D'Oraita? Or is that what Chazal and Mesachim, that's how they instituted that we should do. Is that a Chiv D'Oraita? So if you look in the second last Ma'am Mokim on the page, Minakul Skinach, one second, I just want to say it because that was his point. To say that every day, Paul just mentioned, below Sipo, the Kantor Sipo and Nisim and Ifloish, we have to be married about the Nisim and the wonders. So I'm on a Kinem Arambam, I'm from the Chavim Zachino, Uman Sechet Sochim, that you see you're meant to be married, and like you for a nice ride and like a mother. She said, no. Esther Gambelil Pesach Yoitse Baskolachos. Even on Sunday night, your mitzvah just mentioned. Of course, there's what you're yoitse with and what you're meant to do. Right? The person goes through his life just doing exactly what he's mechuyev to do, he doesn't get a nice place in Gan Eden. Right? There's the idea which Chazal and Mesachim that we have, how to do the Seder. But there's something, how to do it, how to be yoitse. So then he brings the right, and there's Pricholos. Pricholos said, you ate with the discourse between the Shai and Kiddush. You see, Pricholos holds, just mentioning the Tzidon Shai is enough to fulfill your mitzvah.
What's the rest of
what?
What's the rest of it?
I am Pricholos, in the top Ayin Gimel. But of course, it's Tzidon Shai and the Kiddush Yotza. Ayin Ram. So of course, at the Chol, so they all my Gimel Dvorim, Eilu B'Pesach. Now what the Gemara says, that anyone who didn't say these three things on Pesach, the Yotzi, the Chavosai, Haimu Minamuch, Kuroi, that's the ideal way of doing it. Right, Misuk, okay, well then that answer is the next one. Now the Yotzi, the Chavosai, Minasuk. And I tell you, Yaitza just by saying it is Mitzvah. So, what's the difference? So says Mitzvah Skinner, at the end of the day, what's the difference between the Mitzvah of 3547 and on Seder night? Is you have to say it to your kids. That's the difference. You have to say it over to your son, say it over maybe to someone else, we'll see Mitzvah as we go along. But that's the difference, it's a simple to another person, not just on your
own.
Oh, Bernard's a London now. Bernard's a London thing. There really is all one mitzvah. 3547 is one mitzvah together with Seder night. It just happens to be that Seder night has certain extra parameters to it. In Rambam, it's clear not, because Rambam puts it as two separate mitzvahs. No, Rambam says it's a mitzvah on Seder night. It's mitzvah chabalit. Rambam says it's a mitzvah on Seder night.
It's just passing unto itself,
right? Right, the mitzvah on Seder night is a mitzvah the whole year long. So what's the difference? So the difference is, according to the Sefer Minchas Kinos, the difference is you're saying it to yourself. That's the difference. That's the difference. You're saying it to yourself. That's why it's very difficult. Anyone who's got chaos to bring their head on this Rambam, very difficult. The Rambam, when he wants to tell us what the mitzvah is, what's the mitzvah on Seder night? Which pasuk would you bring? What's the mitzvah on Seder night? Mitzvah says, "I'll tell you the stuff of the nisim and first I'll have to receive the sign, but I'll have to receive the nisim." Shenema, Zochar is Yerim Azash is off the inside. So he's reading the first pasuk. And that mitzvah, zochoi, which is to say over to yourself, that's the same as every year, as every night. So don't bring that pasuk, bring the next pasuk. He does bring the next pasuk, but he brings it as a clarification, not as a mitzvah. How do I know that you do it on the 15th? It said by Yoimahu, so I know it's on the 15th. But the Rambam brings the pasuk of Zochar, which is a difficulty if you have just come out. Really, the pasuk of Zochar is no different to the rest of the year. The only difference on Seder night is that you sing it to yourself. We got the mitzvah, you know.
Rambam clearly sang it to others. That whole thing, there's a mitzvah every day of the year.
Where is the Rambam says this every day of the year? Hilchos Kriyas Shema. Perek Aleph. On this page, one second, please. He asked the question, we have to answer it. Be fair to him. On the third last Maramokyam on the first slide.
Yeah.
Rambam, Hilchos Kriyas Shema. Alpha Pishing Mitzvah Sitzes Megas Belaila. Even though there's no Mitzvah Sitzes at night. Kohen Eitz Belaila. We story the third Perek of Kriyas Shema. Night, Mipnei Sheish, but the Kohen Sitzes Nesayim. O Mitzvah, Lahalski, Sitzes Nesayim, Bayom of the light off. So now my man still gets in seat from his design for the mitzvah. So Rambam said it. Rambam knows that the mitzvah schiers he sees the same every night. Rambam says there's a mitzvah on the night of Seder night. Where do you know that from? Doesn't bring the positive regard to the vin for him. He brings the positive zoch of din azeh. So it's a difficulty because he's just bringing a positive which doesn't mechayim anymore. Right, but normally we never have two mitzvahs that doesn't add anything to us. In which way does that add anything to us?
So you should say that the vehicle is the way to do it on standard is by telling the Lord to yourself.
Yeah. The difference is that one you got chiv to say over to your son, as we got the mitzvah Yehu, and the other one is a mitzvah of mentioning Yisrael. I said, you have to be waiting very patiently. No, so that we passing like the type in Zima, that was the Maramokum.
Why are you passing like
where was it? One second. The last Maramokum on the first page.
Oh.
There he raised his point and he said, but the Rambam and all the places raised was Paiskin, Paskin, like Benzema. And that's what the Rambam was, the one that we just read. The mitzvah to read every night. Mitzvah every night to say Krishna. So we pass in like Benzema. That's just also Benzema, we love the Messiah. We pass in like
Benzema.
A mitzvah. The Rambam said,
Mitzvah the
Raisa.
Mitzvah the Raisa.
Yeah.
Even though until that point, the Samim and Abita, and even Rilassan
Azai
didn't have any
issues with it. Couldn't bring
it right.
That's the Shulis Avis, yeah, Shulis Avis is just here.
Avis, it's not inclusive, we say Avis, it's not inclusive.
No, it's all.
What was the connection with the, we were told to remember it, or to say it, but we do it different ways, we have different minhagim for different, so, somebody who doesn't know is looking at it, sees a lot of kashas.
Oh, he said that he shows us that zochar can sometimes mean think and sometimes mean say. And he says that the say that on every night, every day, you have to actually say this is Mishnah. That's why the first suggestion of yours didn't work. And maybe think about the whole year. and on the Sinai, they actually have to say it's not true, because one you have to, the person you have to say, so that's not going to be a difference. So Mela, we have difficulty. So what is the difference? So the only difference between the difference, the difference is one you have to say to your child and one you say to yourself. So all year long you say to yourself. Sinai, of course, you have that mitzvah as well. But besides that, you have a mitzvah to say to yourself. Right.
According to the Rambam, how do we use each of the three pesukim? He says that the two pesukim, according to the Rambam.
Right.
According to the way we were discussing it the whole time, we are only really talking about two.
Right. So that's the question. What is the third? What is the first pesukim? The prophet says, what's that? What did that tell us? What manifested itself from that prophet? Right? On Zohar, the very first Maya Muslim. Zohar to him as this. So you got to live in the Qatar, Zohar said your child. So the Manjivka tells us we have to say it every night. So what's the chiddush of Zohar to him as this? That's what less difficult of this whole story. The Raman tells us, Zohar to him as this tells me the mitzvah of saying over each other, saying on say the night. That's the prophet the Raman brings. What's the chiddush? So I said, if you want to break your head and try to work out, there is an answer actually on the last Ma'amokim. I mean, if it's going to answer this question, I'll tell it to you very briefly. There's a din like this. There's a din, if somebody says a shvur, I'm not going to eat matzah. I'm not going to eat any matzah. The shvur is not chal. So the person can't make a shvur against what's written in the Torah. Something written first in the Torah, the shvur can't be chal. Somebody says, I'm not going to eat half a kizayis from She was only made a shura against Chatzi. Okay, bad example. Okay. Somebody made a shura against what's written in the Torah, not chatz, right? Now, if somebody made a shura against something which is a remez in the Torah, so mitzvah in the Torah, it's learned out of Allah from Sinai. So then Allah is a shura is chal. Shura is only not chal on something which is the first in the Torah. Something which is a remez, the shura is chal. So it says Minach Eskinoch. If somebody made a shura not to mention Kriya Shema every night, that shura would be chal. Because it doesn't seem the first in the Torah you have to mention in the night. The Prophet says, Man Shizke Shem Shizon Eretz Nisayim, Kol Yomei Chayach on the daytime. How do you know in the nighttime you have to mention Kriya Shema? As a drasha, Kol came to include the later. So it's not the first in the Torah. So somebody said, I'm making a shura not to mention Kriya Shema every night of the year, it was shura would be chal. Not to mention Shizon Shizon.
Yes,
every night of the year. Daytime, it wouldn't be chal. In the nighttime, it would be chal because then you remez. Kol
yinecheyecha. Only on all nights except
Pesach. Oh, Pesach, since it's mefurish in the Torah, zoche esayim azeh, and that's clearly on the night of Seder night, the shvur wouldn't be chal. So somebody said, I'm making a shvur not to talk about tibbitzis in time on Seder night, the shvur would not be chal. Because there you have a pasuk of first clearly written in the Torah. There we have some manifestation between the difference between the chiyuv of every night of the year and the chiyuv of Seder night, whether shvur could be chal on it. So, but that's already eon and pilpul, which is not really our focus today. What the point of today's share was, we're now starting the idea of tibbitzis Mitzrayim. The point is, when we're talking about tibbitzis Mitzrayim, obviously we're going to be involved in the sipur, and that's all manishtano. We have to know whether that is really cool to understand to be the kind of mitzvah. Well, that's the way Chazal set up that we should do the mitzvah. So we're seeing all the idea of sipur, we're going to see that even more in the first and the run and the rest later on, is all the ideal way to do it. But you mekayim your mitzvah according to Bichodosh, just with saying your season time, just mentioning your season time, you mekayim your mitzvah. So what's the chiddush on Seder night? The chiddush is that we're going to be saying your title. That's the chiddush on Seder. That's after, in a nutshell, everything which we learned on this page. Right, can we start the mitzvah? Yeah, we're good?
Think of this, it can be an aspect of this.
Mention.
What?
Mentioning.
Has to be mentioned, or is it something that you're just thinking of?
No. It can be, and certain mitzvahs can be thinking about it. But for instance, remembering about Miriam. Remembering about Shabbos. There's no chiyuv to say that I'm remembering Shabbos, so thinking about it or not. But there is a chiyuv to say about Krishna. That's how the chinuch learns. The chiyuv to say about Krishna.
You know, we see words like the last week's portion we see that the sentence is a mystery.
The word zocho can mean saying and can mean thinking. We have to know when we apply what rule. But Chinuch said, teach the time we've got here to say, based on Gemara, and other times is just thinking. Thinking
to
he says. That could be because of Shemeka Oina. It could be as if I said it. That's the chiddush of the chinuch. Okay, when we learn how to chiddush Samalek, we can be Ma'ayin on that point. So, let's start the Mishnah. Moshe Leikosheni. We pour the second cup. Vikam Haben Shoel. Ovish. Now, the child asks the question. What question does he ask?
Manishkana. Why is this slide different?
Manishkana, right? That's the question which you should ask. What's Manishkana? Manishkana what?
We do, all other nights we do one thing, tonight we do different.
What do we do different tonight?
We do twice, we only meet next time, we only meet the
four. All the four questions, right? Anyone saw the Rashbam on this Mishnah? And if you wanted to, you could have done Rashi as well. So everyone you want, says the Rashbam. Mr. Perez says, listen to this Rashbam. The Kana Ben Sheris Oviv Khan Bemzigas Kois Shani Haben Shoel of Avram. Look, Haben Shoel is Oviv Imu Chacham Manishtano Achshov Shemizgim Kois Shani Kois Machilo. He asked Manishtano, not the Manishtano we know. He asked Manishtano, why are you pouring a second cup? That's the Manishtano. Why are you pouring a second cup? What's going on? We always have one cup before the meal. Say the Kiddush. But what's going on now? And then the Mishnah carries on. Different list of Manishtanos. The Mishnah gives four different Manishtanos. So what's going on, yeah? The Mishnah says four. And then I'm telling you, they ask a different one.
That one will get you into it.
So the Rashbam tells us that when you get to pouring this cup, and now he says, hey, Manishtana, why are you pouring this own cup? And now that triggers off his all the Manishtanas. So Chiddush. Yeah? But that has to be, because otherwise what we think that most because Shani Vikana Bensha. This is where the kid really gets confused. So what's going on here? Pouring a second cup, you're having a second cup of wine. That's different. And so is that different.
He's never asked him why for a second
cup. That's not good. My kids ask about a second cup. Now, we normally, what I have in my house is we have help from my wife. And she says to the little one, hey, look what daddy's doing. And that gets him a bit involved. Like, we see that they're not playing along, we have to throw them along. Hey, what's going on? We've got them. Anyway, that's how we do it. But that's the chiddush in the Rashbam. Chiddush in the Rashbam, the first Manishtana is Manishtana, like I was there, that you're pouring two cups. And the rest of them is what the Mishnah is going to carry on. Where did I see that? In Rashbam. Kan ben ziga zakeh sheni, haben shayel as oved, the son asked his father, imu chochem, with the child of the chochem, Manishtana asol. What's different now? Shemoshin goes singing, goes machilah that you're pouring the second cup before eating. You don't see anything? So how on earth is it possible to explain this Rashbam any other way?
that's another question. There are nothing to the forefront. That's the Vaishnava that said that if whatever reason is a four, there's a Vaishnava four, that needs to be asked for us to be the kind of Vidvadaraita. Specifically speaking of the carbon pesa and the matzah, we have to mention those four things. And we have to be the kind then, so we have a specific text that has to be recited, whether he naturally asks, and if he doesn't naturally ask, we have to make him ask, because we have to be the kind of
Vidvadaraita for us. But you're raising the point, you're going to extremes. So you just gave shir today, at least in the same shir you shouldn't be saying that. I mean, I'll tell you you don't need to. But
one thing
I can say about Yossi Benjamin is that although he might feel certain ways, but if he hears and he sees it's written otherwise, then Gottler Daito Israel Das Bishayim and Gedolim. That's one thing we can say about Yossi, that's clearly like that. And it might be hard to swallow it, but he didn't mean to say this thing. But it's a good point anyway, that we have on Seder night important to a certain Seder how to say the Seder. And we have to mention all these points I'm mentioning, and I got it's a good point. At least Mijabonon we have to, right? Because now I'll tell you, so we're just saying it is the same. Like
no.
That means you have to say it's Islam's your son. That's true.
So why is the Rambam choosing the other topic? I want to know.
Yeah, that was our
That was our
we mentioned.
I don't. Why are you not saying the other
Rambam?
That's
a very good R. That's a good R on the Rambam. It's good on the Rambam.
Four sukkim, three sukkim, sorry, that deal with the other Rambam. Three sukkim, which we should bring out another better. Three sukkim that we say, that's what you have to say on the story. That way, three sukkim that talk about the four different children that there are. Four kids is brought all in sukkim. We have sukkim that speaks about the four children that have to be shining.
Right.
That's why we have to say it over.
So, of course we have to say it to our child. That's what we came out with. The chiddush is the mitzvah of igatzah to say over to your child. That is true. The mitzvah of igatzah to say to your child. Got a question, why the Rambam brought the chlal the first posuk? In which ways they're not gemina the ma'aseh? But there's a chiddush on Seder night to say over to your child. But what's the chiddush to say over to your child? Minatoyah, the mitzvah say you should know we left Mitzrayim. That's Minatoyah. That's what we have to say. Anything more than that is mitzvah minam. Correct way of doing it, beautiful way of doing it. There's a key to do it. But what we bring from this Rashbam is that the Rashbam says in our Mishnah, the Mishnah says the Kana Ben Shoel Ovid, and the Mishnah carries on. Kana Ben Shoel Ovid. What does he ask? Ma Nishtana Halayla Azeh Mikol Aleilis Shebechol Aleilis On Oichin Chom Itzema. So that's how the Mishnah carries on. And the Rashbam, on those words of Kana Ben Shoel Ovid, he says Kana Ben Shoel Ovid Ma Nishtana. So the Rambam saying the way you read this Mishnah is now you would normally understand it. The Kana Ben said of his Manishtana, why are you pouring another cup? And then you carry on, Shabakala Lenin Sona Ukrain, Tommy Tramatso. So the first Manishtana is why are you pouring another cup of wine? And then you carry on. Hey, there's other ones as well. So holiday is this, holiday is this, holiday is that. So we shall continue it tomorrow, Mr. Yes, Jim.
Go ahead.
Yeah, why do you...